This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
And on this week's Producer Tuesday, sponsored by the Professional Dairy Producers, we focus on how to keep the kids safe on the farm with Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute.
Raising children on the farm has a lot of benefit, but we're also going to talk about youth that are not raised on the farm, but are working on farms or visiting farms. When the weather's right, we make hay, right? And a lot of times a farmer can't do it on his own, and so he needs some help. And a lot of times we see him hiring the local youth in the area. So we see high schoolers out of school for the summer and working on their neighbor's farm. And there are so many benefits to that. You know, they are out in the sun, they're getting that vitamin D, they're getting some exercise, they're learning about the circle of life and where food comes from. But there's also just a lot of risk to raising children on the farm or hiring youth to work on the farm. Every day, about 33 children are injured in an agricultural-related incident. That's across the U.S., and that number is just too high because we think about those injuries, and they can be life-altering injuries. And so we want to change that and prevent that because we don't want youth going through the rest of their life with some type of injury or disability because of something that happened on the farm. As parents, we can have youth working on our farm nonstop all the time. There are no regulations, which seems very crazy. But if you are actually hiring a child to work or a youth to work on your farm, there are age limits, there are hour limits, there are fair payment laws. And so to protect yourself and your farm, it's good for you to know some of those laws and some of those regulations for your state. So we have a couple campaigns and a couple resources. The Child's Agricultural Safety Network. It's for anyone who's interested in kind of talking about keeping children safe. And anyone can join this network. Just go to the website, cultivatesafety.org/CASN, and you can join the network. With this network, we even have online networking system where you can ask questions, share your thoughts, share ideas, maybe share concerns. And then the last campaign we have there is the I Am Raising campaign. It's I Am Raising Cattle. I Am Raising Corn. I Am Raising Potatoes. I Am Raising Cranberries. I Am Raising Kids. And we understand that, yes, you are raising kids on the farm, and that's okay, and that's great. They are, again, getting that sunshine, getting that vitamin D, getting exercise, getting outside, knowing where their food comes from. But remember to always be a parent first and a farmer second. And if you're wondering, what are some of the incidents that are happening in my area? What are some of the injuries and fatalities that are happening? Ag Injury News is a collection of news reports of injuries and fatalities that are happening all over the United States. So you can actually go on there. You can create your own account. It's free to join, but you do have to create an account. So you can actually filter out your area or maybe the topic that you're most interested in. So I could do Wisconsin if I just wanted to know injuries and fatalities in Wisconsin, or I could filter out and say, I want to know how many ATV injuries have happened in the United States. And so you can filter and you can kind of see, and that'll kind of show you the trends in your area of what injuries are happening, what fatalities are happening. And then you can start to kind of figure out, well, how can I prevent that from happening on my farm? So again, join us, share with us, what do you know? What are you doing to keep your children safe? What questions do you have? Are you looking for someone to collaborate with on a project or anything? You know, join us on that online network because really a lot of great information is shared there. And I just want to say, I hope at the end of the day that really I've brought safety back to the forefront in our minds. And I hope that if even one small tidbit of information stays with parents or with adults, it's just to remember to think about safety each and every day, each and every minute, because at the end of the day, there's nothing better than knowing that our youth and our kids are tucked safe into bed and having those sweet dreams after a long day on the farm.
Those are comments from Melissa Pluckelman, Outreach Specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center at Marshfield Clinic Research Institute, on a recent PDP Dairy Signal that you can hear in its entirety for free at pdpw.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.